It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Every Wednesday, WNYC's cultural critic Rebecca Carroll joins us to share her thoughts and opinion on race and culture. And this week, Rebecca is here to talk about children's author and illustrator Vashti Harrison. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
All right, so who is she?
Vashti Harrison is being introduced to the public as a children's author and illustrator, but she's also a filmmaker with a background in animation, and you can see that kind of visual influence in her books.
I understand that she has three books in a series of both contemporary and historical figures of color.
That's right. And the most recent in the series is called Exceptional Men in Black History. And I asked her where she starts after she chooses the subject matter for the book and who she's thinking about as she creates it.
I'm mostly thinking about the kid experience, particularly in the art. You know, I could have drawn these people to look like themselves, but instead I chose to draw a kid character dressing up as these famous people. And so I like the idea of dress up. I like the idea of pretend. And I want them to be able to maybe see a little bit of themselves reflected in these people. And you know, in their picture, their eyes are closed and they've got this sweet smile. I kind of imagine that they're imagining themselves in the worlds of these famous people.
So does she consider these books kind of biographies or educational books?
I was curious about that, too, because as a parent myself, I mean, my kid is 14 now, but when he was little, we read to him every night a wide array of books, and I thought of it more as like a ritual than as a lesson or an educational tool, and so here's what she said.
I know that lots of these books end up being read at home, and sometimes they are read in schools, but the thing that I'm thinking about is when I was a kid and my only friend was my book, that idea of kind of sitting alone in a corner, or kind of in your bedroom and kind of flipping through the pages and looking at the drawings and practicing the drawings, I'm not thinking about the educational element there. It's more just what can get kids excited and fill them with wonder so that they can go investigate on their own if they like.
I love that idea of investigating their sense of wonder on their own.
I do too. I also love that Vashti has this platform to create narratives both from her imagination and from her experience as a way to broaden people's ideas of what it means to be Black. And I asked her what that aspect of her work felt like.
I mean, it feels really special, particularly because I never felt like I fit into a particular category or a stereotype or a version of Blackness. So I feel like I'm taking charge for the shy, quiet Black girls. You know, I'd watch a lot of shows and read books, and there would often be this kind of bold, sassy, funny Black girl, and I don't know if I saw myself in that girl, so I feel like great that I get to showcase that some of us are shy and like to read books and spend quiet time in the corner drawing.
All right, that's awesome. Now, she also illustrated a book written by the Oscar-winning actor Lupita Nyong'o, right? How'd that come about?
Right. The book is called Sulwe, and I thought that the collaboration might have come through her film background, but Vashti told me that she submitted an illustration test to Lupita and her publisher, and they selected her submission over I don't know how many others, but it was up to Vashti then to decide whether or not she wanted to take the job. And here's why she decided to work on the book, which is about a young Black girl dealing with issues of self-esteem and colorism and how she learns to see her own beauty.
Someone described illustrating picture books to me, not necessarily as translating a story, but kind of extending a story. And I really feel that. I feel like very emotional about the things that I spend my time on, the things that I work on. And I can only say yes to a project if I feel like I can bring something to it and bring something to the kid reader. So I loved the story, and I thought, this feels special, and I felt like there's something I can add here with my art.
I wish these books had been around when my son was small, because they are beautiful, but they are also, as Vashti said earlier, filled with wonder, and kids need that as much as they need an education. They need to feel awed by their own brains and the breadth of art and emotion and history that they can hold in their hearts and in their minds.
All right, WNYC's cultural critic, Rebecca Carroll. Rebecca, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.